Breaking news this morning. The man suspected of gunning down four police officers in a suburban Seattle coffee shop has been killed by a lone Seattle patrol officer investigating a stolen car earlier this morning. Reaction over this entire incident among the community is shock.
The chief knows I'm not very politically correct, but I have to be to a point. I can't believe he was out on the street. If what is true, I think this country needs to get together and figure out why these people are out.
That's police officer and local union president Brian Wirtz. And here's some of the voices from the rest of the members of the community in Tacoma, Washington.
I can't imagine how he was able to get four of them, you know, and kill them all. Just, the guy had an agenda.
He knew. He had to have known that four cops were there, or at least some cops were there, to just go in there and shoot them like he did. That's just wrong.
It's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Pretty bold.
For the latest updates on the story, we have Patricia Murphy with us. She's a reporter for KUOW Radio in Seattle, Washington. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Do we have confirmation that the suspect, Maurice Clemens, was shot this morning by a lone police officer?
Yes. In fact, a Seattle police officer was actually investigating a stolen car when he noticed some movement behind him. He turned and realized that he thought this might be the suspect, Maurice Clemens, and ordered him to stop. He was non-compliant and started to run. Whether there was a struggle or not, we don't know, but he was shot by the police officer and was declared dead by paramedics. He was also seriously wounded from the original shooting.
The incident where one of the police officers that he killed wounded him on his way out of the coffee shop.
Yes, and chillingly, he was carrying one of the handguns from one of those
officers. One of their handguns. Are we expecting, the police have said that he was being helped out by friends and relatives. Are we expecting that we will see more arrests for aiding and abetting?
There have been three people arrested already for allegedly helping him elude police during the search effort. They expect more sometime today and tomorrow.
And what kind of evidence do we know about this suspect? Are we for sure that this is the man responsible?
Well, you know, we don't know that for sure. He is still a suspect. There seems to be some certainty that he was the person. There was some communication between apparently Clemens and some folks that he knew the night before of the shooting, saying that they should watch the news because he was going to kill some cops.
Okay, that's Patricia Murphy of KUOW in Seattle. The city has identified the victims. They are 39-year-old Sergeant Mark Renninger, Ronald Owens, 37-year-old Tina Griswold, and Greg Richards, both 40 and 42. The officers were in uniform. They were wearing bulletproof vests, working on their laptop computers as they prepared to start their shifts. And Clemens himself has an extensive violent criminal history stemming back to Arkansas as a 16-year-old. He was recently arrested and charged in Pierce County, Washington, for third-degree assault on a police officer and second-degree rape of a child. And he was out because he'd been granted clemency by then-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. We're joined now by Kate Zernike, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Kate, a lot of people are wondering now if this will be Mike Huckabee's Willie Horton. Is this case going to ruin his credibility?
Well, I think this case in many ways is actually worse than the Willie Horton case because we've got four police officers dead. It's played out over national television. This isn't something that happened, you know, in the past. Mike Huckabee has faced this kind of issue before. As governor of Arkansas over a decade, he pardoned or gave clemency to more criminals than his three predecessors combined. And so I think it will definitely be a huge issue for him. He has had this kind of issue before, but the facts of the case were more in dispute.
Here is Mike Huckabee's answer. Here he is speaking on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News.
And in the case of this particular individual, he was sentenced to 108 years for two crimes when he was 16. The post-prison transfer board, the process, and I'll be very brief about this, but to understand, they recommended to me as governor for his commutation, which didn't release him. It simply cut his sentence to 47 years. That would give him parole eligibility.
Does that particular argument that Mike Huckabee didn't release him, just gave him the eligibility to be released, is that going to hold water for his political career?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what he's doing in this case is really splitting hairs, and he did that a number of times when he was governor. And this is what all of his critics said, is that when he's criticized on these matters, rather than taking responsibility or some responsibility, because I don't think any one person is responsible, he blames his critics, he blames others. And so I think his reaction is going to be as much the issue as the actual release of this convict.
Well, forgetting about Huckabee for a moment, I mean, how much of this is the judgment of one man versus a real problem in the entire prison system where you have a parole system that is making these kinds of recommendations and an overcrowding situation that puts pressure on people like Maurice Clemens getting out? What do you think, Kate?
That is absolutely true. In any case like this, there are going to be several holes where people can say something. Someone should have done something here. I think why this will be an issue for Huckabee is this is not an isolated case. This was actually until Sunday. This was a routine clemency for him, for Huckabee. I mean, he's done this thousands of times. There are just any number of cases that could raise issues for him and that could be a problem if he runs for president.
Okay, Kate. Patricia Murphy in Seattle. I want you to listen to this clip from Lakewood Police Chief Brett Farrar.
One of the questions that I get throughout the day yesterday is, how is everybody doing? This is how everybody's doing. They're here, they're doing their jobs, they're working hard, they're dealing with their loss, but they're here for the citizens. We're here to carry on. This is what we do, and this is where we're good.
And Patricia, quickly, let me ask you, how is everybody doing? How is the community coping with this incredibly tragic event followed by this dramatic manhunt?
Well, you know, I think like the police said, this is part of their jobs. Nobody is certainly rejoicing that this guy is dead this morning. There will be no peace for the families of these police officers. There's certainly a lot of community support, but this has been, in reality, the fifth police shooting we've had in a month here in Seattle and in Washington. So there's definitely an edge going on within the police department regarding their safety and what's going on in Seattle and Tacoma.
Thanks. That's Patricia Murphy, KUOW reporter in Seattle. We also heard from Kate Zernike, national correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks to both of you. Coming up, we're going to be talking about rapes and assaults on college campuses and how the strategy by some colleges to deal with it isn't really helping the victims. We're on that later this hour.